I guess once you show your potential that you can do it, I guess people start respecting and then looking at you as, you know, someone who can get things done. So yeah, I initially had that hiccup where people had to question my abilities, especially on the ground ops. And after that, I think there's no looking back now.
So sustainability is a roadmap for us, not a point solution. There is a lot of moving parts here, you know, the vehicle itself, the availability, the range anxiety, the serviceability, you know, the 180 kilometers range that we need to go by, a lot of constraints around the charging stations and so on. So we work with our clients on a roadmap of the next 2 years, 3 years, whatever they prefer, on a roadmap and deliver electric vehicles and sustainable solutions to them. So we believe it's a roadmap and not a point solution.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and businesses, and of course, professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one or two such leaders, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies, and of course, the little joys. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Sriram Kannan, founder and CEO at Routematic, and Kavitha Ramachandra Gowda, co-founder and executive director at Routematic. Routematic is an urban mobility solution company focused on daily office commutes. Established in 2013, today it is among India's leading fleet service and transport automation software providers, specializing in providing innovative mobility solutions for companies managing round-the-clock employee shifts. In November 2020, Routematic raised funding at a valuation of $28 million from Bosch. Earlier to that, the company had raised $2.5 million in a pre-Series A funding from existing investors, VAM partners, and former Cafe Coffee Day Chief Executive Officer Naresh Malhotra. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Sriram and Kavitha. Delighted to have you on the show.
Happy to be part of the call, Gaurav. Look forward to a very nice and interactive session here.
Thanks, Gaurav.
Sriram, first to you. What was Routematic's initial vision and how has it evolved over time, Sriram?
Right. So Routematic was started as a SaaS company way back in 2013 to solve the problem of planning out the daily office commute for large corporates. So what started off as a piece of SaaS offered on a per-user basis pivoted on to a full-stack fleet solution, including electric vehicles and so on, way back in the year 2018, as we saw that there's a lot more value on the table in this market than just a SaaS play, right? So in 2018, we launched our technology-integrated fleet, which was the name at that time. Now we call it Routematic Fleet Central. Which integrates and provides a cloud-like transport solution, which is basically a one-stop place where you get the whole stack of the mobile app to do the cab request, then you have the manpower to run the show, then you have the fleet including electric and diesel cabs and so on. So yeah, I mean, that has been the journey so far. So this is the pivoting that we have done in the year 2018.
Sriram, you know, what are the services that Routematic provides and how do you differentiate a service in the market, Sriram?
So there are broadly three different things that we offer. Primarily, of course, we talked about the SaaS play, which is offered on a per-user basis. This offers a mobile app for your employees in the organization who can download the app and start, putting in cab requests. There is also a fully fledged ERP stack called the Routematic SaaS stack, which the so-called transport team which a company could assemble with themselves or could partner with some other manpower service providers, including us in many cases, where they can run the show. So this is a fairly ops intensive game, as you might have guessed, right? This is basically, we are talking about companies with more than 50 shifts in a day. These are typically large BPOs, KPOs who are operating across multiple time zones for their end customers. So there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of dynamism, a lot of compliance requirements, because in India, there is a compliance requirement to provide cabs for your employees for home pickup, home drop in the so-called dark hours, which is 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and so on. So a lot of action always that is going to happen. So there is the planning software is a very key and central part that includes route planning at its core, and hence the name Routematic, right? So we do autonomous route planning, which is the most optimal and the most comfortable as well for the employee. So that is one. Manpower services, like I said, is one more. And the most important third category is the fleet itself for fulfillment, right? While traditionally, large corporates might have been working with multiple fleet vendors from the market, aggregating cabs from them, running on a model of, you know, whatever suits their requirements and style, has always been the case. What we offer is a very flexible software only, or software manpower, or fleet and software and so on, in whatever mix that the client prefers. The most preferable method is what we call the full stack fleet solution, or TaaS, transport as a service, where you just bring in your requirements and we kind of take care of it completely end to end. So that is the most preferred model, while we are also perfectly happy coexisting with other fleet vendors, or you know, just providing technology as well.
You know, Shriram, it would be good if you can talk about your presence across the country and how have you managed to sustain your growth phase, Shriram?
So this entire market is pretty much centered around the top five cities, which is the NCR region, the Pune region, Bangalore, Hyderabad, and Chennai. And then there are tier two cities also growing pretty rapidly these days, as probably something that you would know. We are currently present in 19 cities in India. Okay. In 19 cities, we are present with our software stack, and our fleet is available in 9 cities out of these 19. So, you know, this has been the case. And in any city, there is always a little bit of a cold start, as the data is something that you may not have. So we use multiple tools like Google Maps and so on. But over a period of time, since we are in the B2B space, it's imperative that we do something that is far more, I would say, customized than just a plain vanilla kind of an interface. So there is a lot of AI play in this game, which, for example, right, you might think of Bangalore as a geography with maybe Outer Ring Road as one component of the geography, but we don't look at it like that. We look at it as its own demographic, its own city kind of a thing, right? Because we also need to capture for the fact that there is a certain amount of time required from clearing the entrance of the gate to going inside to the office, which is its own, I would say, engineering and science problem itself. So this is the extent to which we go to meet our customer expectations and give them delight.
Kavita, you know, yeah, this question might sound a little cliched, but what are some of the major challenges you have faced as a woman leader in the transportation sector? And how have you overcome these to succeed in an industry which is traditionally male-dominated? Kavita?
Actually, a lot of challenges. First of all, I think as a woman, especially when I had to go, you know, operations, on-field operations, I started off with that. Everybody were looking at me like, okay, how can she do it? Will she be able to do it? And, you know, so it was a challenge to find people and to, you know, get them to do work on time, especially on with, you know, when we started with Cisco as Routematic, we had our own hardware devices as well. So the installation part and stuff to get people to do things on ground. But I guess thanks to everyone with all the entire team, Shriram has helped me a lot and supported. And it has been a good journey. We have, I mean, Once you show your potential that you can do it, people start respecting and then looking at you as, someone who can get things done. So, yeah, I initially had that hiccup where people had to question my abilities, especially on the ground ops. And after that, I think there's no looking back now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kavita, and also Shriram, add on to it later. But Kavita, first, how is Routematic leveraging technologies like artificial intelligence to ensure the safety of employees, particularly women employees? Kavita.
Yes, we are very, very particular on the safety because the company name itself is Nivata, which means, impenetrable armor or safety, that, security, basically. And we have these, our system actually uses AI to figure out, if there is a women employee, especially last drop of women employee or first pick of a women employee at the dark hours. It automatically assigns security guards make sure they get a call as soon as they reach home to doubly make sure they've reached on time. And we also have panic buttons on our, apps that connects to the transport team and our help desk so that if there is any issue, they can immediately be addressed. And safety is one of the most, highest priority for us. And I think up till now, we have not had any complaints on this or issues so far.
Yeah, so let me add on to that. So the experience that a large corporate, a Fortune 100, 500 company is looking for is the following, right? See, why are they not asking the employee to come by themselves through private transport or something? It's because of safety, especially during the compliance hours. And in fact, it's a legal requirement. The experience that they always look for with us is, look, my employees are extremely safe within my the walls of the organization, right? Within the campus. Because we have our own gadgets, it's an enclosed space. We can put cameras where we want, we have swipe machines and so on. But can we deliver the same kind of quality of safety even when they are out in the cab, right? So that is basically the primary requirement that we are driven by. Is the employee considered on same rank of safety while taking transport to and back from home is the dream scenario. And therefore, AI is a central piece because once you are out, there is basically going to be only autonomous monitoring tools, right? It is not like we can put somebody else in the car to manage the show. Security guard is there, but the duties are very different. Not monitoring, but just as a compliance requirement and for the ground reason. So what we strive for is all our AI is tuned towards this autonomous monitoring scenarios, whether there's a route deviation, is there an unscheduled halt of more than, let's say, a configurable 10 minutes, we kind of alert the system. In case of a breakdown in those hours, autonomously, there's another car that needs to be highlighted to be rerouted for the pickup and so on, right? So there is a heavy AI intense play, and we have actually, we take pride in saying that we are an AI native solution from the beginning.
Sustainability is an increasing concern globally. How is Routematic addressing the same?
So yeah, so sustainability is a roadmap for us, not a point solution. There is a lot of moving parts here, the vehicle itself, the availability, the range anxiety, the serviceability, the, 180 kilometers range that we need to go by, a lot of constraints around the charging stations and so on. So we work with our clients on a roadmap of the next 2 years, 3 years, whatever they prefer. On a roadmap and deliver electric vehicles and sustainable solutions to them. So we believe it's a roadmap and not a point solution.
Yeah, right. So, and Kavita and Shriram, what are the future plans and business goals in the coming years for Routematic?
So yeah, so there are multiple things here. We are promoting our, on point number one, the B2B solution that we have. We are growing very, very rapidly in the market, gaining the leadership position there and the thought leadership position there. So this is the so-called Routematic full stack fleet solution. very high on priorities. Also, Coco Rides, which we launched a few months back. So Coco Rides is basically roadmap for an entire IT park. You know the problems. If you are from Bangalore, you know the outer ring road problem. If you are from Delhi, you know the D&D toll gate problem. You know, there are these choking points, right? So what we are attempting to do as a solution to the traffic woes is to aggregate demand within the large IT parks and being able to provide pointed solutions to some. That is Coco Rides. And of course, naturally, the third vector that we are working on is the whole sustainability on a roadmap concept, where we disclose our goals, which is 25% by end of 2024, 50% by the next year, and so on, right? There is a certain roadmap that we go by, and we seek alignment with our corporates, and we are basically driving that as well. So these are predominantly the three goals for us.
Thank you, Shriram. Thank you, Kavita, for these deep insights and sharing your perspective on a variety of issues from AI and automation and transportation solutions, particularly in urban mobility space, and what needs to be done and the kind of solutions that Routematic is providing. Thank you so much for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation.
Thanks a lot, Gaurav. Appreciate you taking the time and having a chat with us. Really appreciate it. Look forward to your release of this in the open. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.